the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
It is 8:12 at AM 930 WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. And you can't hear a song like that without thinking about the red, white, and blue. And on a little breezy day like today, any flags that might be out are getting a little bit of a workout. Not as much as they did a couple days ago, Craig, when the wind was blowing so far that you always wonder, is that flag going to still be there when I look outside again?
We're okay. We got through it.
Right. Yeah, it is. The city of Elyria. If you're there, you can have a flag placed in your yard thanks to the Elyria Kiwanis Club. And we've got Mark Stewart from Elyria Kiwanis joining us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you.
So people maybe in the past have seen where maybe a street, neighbors, a good number of people have flags out in their front yard, not even off of the house what people have, but you do something that's kind of like a parade of flags. Talk about that.
Well, it's an outgrowth of a Kiwanis program somewhere else in the state of Ohio, and we decided to try to bring that here to show patriotism and, you know, honor the flag in Elyria. So this is our fifth year working with the parade of flags, and we put them out on five patriotic holidays, and we have Boy Scout troops who help us do that.
So what's the process then? For somebody will contact you and then they sign up?
Well, we have a website. You could Google like Elyria Kiwanis and the big American flag comes up there. You can click on it and you'll see the application will pop up and you can download that. And there's a fee, $25, and we use the proceeds of this fundraising campaign to work on Safety Town and other goodwill projects within the city.
How often do the flags get put out?
Five days. Our first day is on Memorial Day, so that'll be coming up pretty quick. Then Flag Day, because that's always an important day, June 14th. And Independence Day, July 4th, Veterans Day, and then Patriots Day, which is 9/11. So those are the 5 days that we have the Boy Scouts put them up, take them down. So,
now, are they coming just on that specific day, putting up, taking them down, or is there
we try to leave that up to the troops. Sometimes they'll put it up, you know, maybe in the early morning or the evening before, and then take it down that evening. So it depends on what each troop wants to do, and there's a number of fathers and mothers that help on this thing, and they're driving these kids around, so I don't know exactly how that goes.
Well, a lot of volunteers.
Yes. And we pay them $5 for each flag that goes up. So that's a fundraiser for them, and it helps us.
It's a way also for the Boy Scouts who have a lot of work with flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the respect of the flag, they know all about that.
I'm not sure if there's a merit badge for that, but there should be. So doing patriotic things. So,
any idea how many properties you've targeted in the past?
Well, we started out, I think the first year we had, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 75, moved up to, you know, 115, and we're up to about 200 right now.
Wow.
So we'd like to get, you know, our goal is to get about 300 if we can get 300. So
somewhere right now there's like 300 flags waiting to be placed
Yes. They're constructed on a, one of our local steel merchants here, Blue Star Recycling, donates the rebar, and they're like a 3/8 inch piece of rebar, and they pound that into the ground, and then we buy these hollow aluminum tubes used for wiring, I think, at Home Depot, and we drill a hole in them that matches the garnets of the flag, and we attach the flag with those zip strips, and then we slip the flagpole right over the rebar, and it stays there.
I'm taking notes on this, by the way.
Right.
I know you could do this. I'm sure you could.
This, to me, seems a very effective way and somewhat cost-effective way to put a flag.
It can be erected within, you know, maybe 30 seconds.
All right.
And then they'll come take it out.
I come from a household growing up that my dad had a flagpole in the front yard. It was about, I don't know, 18, 20 feet tall, came in sections.
Lions Club in many, many communities, that's one of their projects, but it's like a 200 dollar thing, sure, where they come in, you know, actually dig the hole and pour the concrete and make sure it's sturdy. Then you get the flag, and it's a pretty tall thing.
And if you're really respectful, then you put a light on it, and then you can have the flag there, because there are certain, obviously, you can try to keep the protocol for the flag out there. Obviously, if you don't want it in the dark, and you want it obviously
in a lighted area, right?
Exactly. But you got these going on. Taking applications right now, I assume.
Yes, we are, right. Well, when you get six or seven of these, like on Michigan Avenue, we have a pretty good stretch there where I think we have about six or seven households right in a short. It looks very impressive to have all the flags on there, and people say, oh, well, I wonder what that is. You know, and they talk to their neighbors and say, I'll get one next time. Well, so that's how, word of mouth.
As you do include Patriot Day on here, 9/11, we do remember following that, how much red, white, and blue and flags there were. How did everyone was taking an opportunity to do that? And many people, sometimes they'll have flags, or if they're older folks, it's harder for them to get the flag out to bring it back in. This is a nice opportunity to have somebody.
Right. And sometimes people call me up and say, hey, it's Labor Day. How come you don't have the flag up on Labor Day? I'm going, well, you know, there's a lot of different days we could pick. You know, Armed Forces Day, you know, U.S. Army Day, Labor Day, all kinds of different holidays.
You need to scale this to several levels of
participation. Well, the Boy Scouts have run ragged. You know, they do have to go on vacation sometime.
Yeah, they have to sell their popcorn at some time, right?
Yeah,
they
right.
It's a great opportunity, obviously, to help out the Elyria Kiwanis and also the local Boy Scouts, too.
Right. So we both win, the Boy Scouts, our Cub Scout troops, and the Kiwanis Club, and the community.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing makes it look nicer than seeing the flags flying on a nice summer day.
You know, Mark, we've had you in studio talking about this in past years. I don't know if we've ever asked how you got started with the Kiwanis and why.
Well, that's a good question. I have to think back. I know my dad was a Kiwanis member. In fact, I think it was Bill Grace's father who was very, very active in Kiwanis. And I'm trying to think. Andy Foreman was another one who used to come up to the county auditor's office when I was a young squirt and just starting out. And he invited me over to a couple of meetings, and I found it enjoyable and, you know, good fellowship there, and just kept going. So that was in the late 70s. So I've been in Kiwanis for a long time. So.
A lot of different projects to help raise money for Kiwanis, obviously, been involved with. And this is one of the latest ones they've been doing for a number of years, is the Parade of Flags. And, again, if you can Google just Elyria Kiwanis, or is there a number that people need to call, or how do they get applications? What's a good way, obviously?
Well, they can email me at elyriakiwanis@yahoo.com. It's down at the bottom of the application here. And or you can call my own personal residence, 322-5833.
Okay. And Craig, we should get Katie to post this on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do we have permission
to go ahead?
That would be great.
Can we get a picture of Mark in studio? Can we get a picture, Mark, of you?
Sure. Well, absolutely.
Do you want Mark to leave his hat on? I didn't want to bring
that's
this
up to him.
Yes. My professional Cancun beer drinking
drink
hat.
This is tequila.
I just came back from Cancun, Mexico.
Well, it's not a bad place to be.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting a picture as we speak, Bruce.
Now, to be fair, his hat is red, white, and blue.
That's right.
He's got a little bit of the patriotic theme this morning.
Yeah.
Mark Stewart joining us from Elyria Kiwanis. Again, the Parade of Flags. We'll post the application on our Facebook page as well, so you can download it there if you'd like to get them to put the flags out on Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, Veterans Day, and Patriot Day.
And if you happen to miss the first day, we'll still let you in the program. So we've had quite a few of those where they see it out on Memorial Day and can you come over and get them in my yard? Yeah, okay. So I generally then try to give them another day personally if they sign up late. So
like their birthday or something like
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Mark, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This morning.